We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They're on the line. I'm excited. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Joe Jackson had an outstanding career at the University of Miami.
Oh, beast.
And he grew up down here, if people don't know. Could have played college football at Clemson or FSU or maybe with your Florida Gators.
Oh,
and
man.
He chose our University of Miami Hurricanes. We all benefited from that. Then he was drafted fifth round by the Cowboys, and now he and his Cowboys have their sights set on our Miami Dolphins this Sunday in Dallas. Joe Jackson is there. Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
We're good. I'm imagining Crowder and I were talking about this a little bit. Like, what is practice like this week getting ready for the Dolphins? And I know you don't want to give bulletin board material, and I want to talk some Hurricanes, but, you know, you're practicing. You're 2-0. The Dolphins are not exactly setting the NFL on fire. What's the coaching staff, you know, telling you guys to keep your heads in the game?
I mean, pretty much the same thing every week. You got to respect every team, no matter the record. You got to come out every day to work, you know, whether you're in the inside, outside. You got to respect every team. When you line up across, you got to make sure you're ready to whoop them so you don't get punched in the mouth. It doesn't matter what our record is.
And, Joe, I played in the league for a while, bro, but I grew up a Buccaneers fan, so I played for the Dolphins. Whenever I played the Bucs, it meant more to me. You being from Homestead, going to UM, like, does the Dolphin game, does it mean more? I know maybe some family members are Dolphin fans. Like, does this game mean more to you? Are you getting more calls, more texts?
No, I'm not getting more calls, more texts. You know, my family respect, you know, I'm always trying to stay focused. But, no, I was growing up in Miami. I wasn't a Dolphins fan. I was a Pittsburgh fan. But it will be a little bit, you know, nostalgic, you know, playing on home team. I'm just excited to play against them.
I'm imagining – Joe Jackson is with us. I'm imagining being on the Cowboys, being 2-0, things seem to be rolling there. Your life in the NFL, two games in, has to be pretty fun so far.
It's been a long ride, you know, getting through training camp and then getting here, being able to make this roster and being able to play with these guys. You know, we got either way you look at it, offense, defense, you got a lot of guys to go against. It's tough and it's fun, you know, but that's what makes it great. That's what makes us good at competition. But, yeah, it's been good. You know, I'm not really going to take a chance until maybe after the season to realize and look at I'm in the NFL. You know, I played the whole season.
And, Joe, I was going to ask you, when we usually have young players on, rookies on, you ask them about that welcome to the NFL moment. But I want to change it for you because throughout camp, every day at practice, bro, you play against one of the best O-lines in the league. Have you figured out that like, what's the biggest difference that you've seen through the through college to the NFL? Is it that O-line?
Yes, and every O-line is not like this, but these dudes, I mean, they're the best at what they do. You know, you can argue – other people, but they're the best at what they do. So every day you come out there, you got to be ready to fight because you don't want to get embarrassed. And ultimately, it's just making you better. The more you lose, even when you win, you get that little bit of confidence. It makes you better as a defensive player every day. But, like, yeah, that for me, that's the biggest wake-up call, man. Going against the O-line like that, it's hard to win. You got to bring out your tools.
You win some reps, man? You get yours in?
Every now and then, it's give and take.
Joe Jackson is with us again. Outstanding career at UM, now with the Cowboys, and Cowboys have the Dolphins this Sunday. How much have you been able to follow the Hurricanes? I mean, obviously, you get into the NFL, and you've got a lot of stuff to study.
Yeah, I've only been able to watch about one game, but, you know, I know the record. I know what's been going on. And, you know, we haven't had a great start our first two games, but I feel like we're back on the right track, you know, with the win we just had over Bethune. No matter how small the program, a win is a win, and it's a chance to get back on the right path, you know, have a great season.
You think Manny Diaz is the right guy to lead the Hurricanes? Are you impressed with him as head coach?
He's the perfect guy for the Hurricanes. Anybody tell you, man, I love playing for Coach Diaz. he gives you everything he's got in him. And that's coaching, whether he's criticizing you, whether he's praising you, he gives you everything. And I think he's the perfect guy to be a head coach.
I mean, how about the turnover chain? I mean, the original turnover chain was great, and then they changed a little bit last year. Have you seen the turnover chain this year with the 305?
Well, of course.
I mean, that thing is badass, right?
It only gets better. You know, that's the thing about Coach Diaz. It only gets better, man. He always finds a way to outdo himself or, you know, bring something new, keep it exciting for the players and for the fans.
What about the touchdown rings? Are you a fan?
Oh, come on, Joe. Don't lie,
Crowder,
Joe.
No. Wait a second. Let Joe answer.
I just had to let him know. It's two sides to this.
No. Because Crowder's a Florida Gator, and he's a hater, and, you know, they're all they're excited about up in Gainesville, Zaxby's and some chicken nuggets or something. But that I think the turnover rings, I mean the touchdown rings, I think they look cool as hell. Now, you being a defender, what's your opinion on them?
I mean, hell, it's my team. So, of course, I love them, but they're not touching the turnover chain. They are great, but they're not. They don't compare to the turnover chain in my eyes.
Yeah, turnover chain is the original. Yes. But Crowder's wrong when he said, like,
it's silly.
Like when he says it's silly, it's not silly, is it?
Oh, it's just mad they didn't think of it first, man. You got
to
be honest.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was waiting for you to get to, Joe. He's jealous that they didn't think of it first.
Jealous.
That's right, jealous. Joe Jackson is with us from the Cowboys and loved him here with the Miami Hurricanes. And Jaren Williams, again, you said you only saw maybe one Hurricanes game, but Jaren Williams seems to be the right guy at quarterback right now. Are you happy with his play?
No, of course. Even when he was a freshman, you know, they would come in, you know, they run the twos against us. You can tell how much potential he had. You know, he's got the arm strength. He's got the athleticism. And from what he's been doing through these first few games, although there's a couple losses, his numbers have been progressing. So he seems to be taking a step in the right direction. He's not letting anything alter his focus. So.
And, Joe, I got to ask you about – I got to jump back to the league, man. One thing that I'm interested in is about the rookie hazing stuff. I know they pulled back on a lot of the foolishness, but they had to make you pay your dues coming in the league, drafted player. Like, what was some of the rookie hazing stuff you had to do?
I mean, one thing crazy, you know, carry some pads and helmets. You know, we started at camp, going out to get the vets, you know, some whatever they wanted from the stores. So, you know, it's pretty standard stuff, nothing crazy.
But I was going to say –
I guess we got lucky here.
Yeah, but when like when I was a vet, we would make things like we wouldn't just say go get some Wendy's chicken nuggets. We wanted Wendy's chicken nuggets with the Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce and some McDonald's fries. Like, did you have any butt white vets like that tried to make you run around for 30 minutes to get one meal?
Oh no, we got something like that. They ain't got to me yet, but we got guys who got to get all a whole sort of food right before the plane takes off.
Yeah, they're not getting to Joe with that.
Joe big as hell.
I was gonna say
why.
Joe give him a look, and they go, you know what? We're good.
Hey Joe, I had to tell some of the young linebackers they got to see me on the Dolphin in the middle of the locker room, bro. I'm not going back to Walgreens. The hell with your Pedialyte.
Well, wait a second now, Pedialyte. Wait now, Joe Jackson is with us. So now you grew up in South Florida, you went to University of Miami, but now you're there in Dallas. How are you acclimating to Dallas? And most importantly, have you been to Whataburger?
Yeah, I've been a Whataburger. I can tell you firsthand it's overrated.
What?
Yes.
What? I don't. I hate to disagree with a fellow Kane.
Oh, yes.
But okay, let's hear it. You think Whataburger's overrated?
I mean, you know, it's just not for me. But yeah, man, I'm still a Miami native. I miss Miami. I don't think it's gonna ever. Dallas can never compare to it in my eyes. But maybe it has to grow on me. You know.
Crowder and I were out there maybe like 6 months ago for a fight at AT&T Stadium, and Crowder was saying to me, like, because Miami is like no other, and then Dallas, Crowder was saying, like, really only thing to do around here is eat.
All they want to eat, man.
They got good restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah, I slid to DG's once or twice. You know, I had to leave Hawk at the hotel, though. I had to go there and see something in that little glass box, man. I was amazed by DG's.
I slid over to WB. What a burger.
Bro, we got different lives, big man.
Different lives, man.
Yeah,
different lives. What do you miss most about South Florida?
Really just being home, you know, the food, it's more authentic food because you got different cultures there. I mean, you got most of the similar stuff here. Unless you go into a really nice restaurant, mostly everything I eat is similar. So, you know.
Hey, Joe, the money's different in the league. Like I said, man, I played. The money's different in the league. Who on the Cowboys? There's a lot of highly paid players on your team. Who lets everybody know they're rich?
Man, everybody at all times. I can't even tell you, man.
You got all the Porsches in the parking lot, the Ferraris. You got all
like,
that.
They ain't coming every day to try to outdo each other, but, you know, they just dress like that because, you know, they got it like that. But, you know, it's you see now. You see the difference.
When you got drafted by the Cowboys, being a Hurricane, did Michael Irvin reach out to you?
No. But I don't know if they're watching draft anything. But no, nobody reached out. I talked to the GM, the coaches. That's about it.
What about I was looking down the Cowboys roster today because the Hurricanes play Central Michigan on Saturday. There's two guys on your roster that went to Central Michigan. Do you know who they are?
I have no idea.
Kevon Frazier and Cooper Rush both went to Central Michigan, so now maybe you give them a little business.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
they don't want to talk to you this week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I want to stir things up a little bit. I want to get the Cowboys off I want to get their eyes off the Dolphins.
You think they're talking trash to UM players?
Well, what about like guys that went to Miami that are on the Dolphins? Like, have you trash talked with Mark Walton via text or anything?
No, man. I'll be locked in.
He's locked in, man. Yeah. I want to get you locked out. I root for the Hurricanes, but I root for the Dolphins. How do I get you not locked in?
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
All right. Fair enough.
I can't afford not to be.
There you go.
Hey, Joe, man, I got to ask you, man, because whenever I hear your name, I think of Michael and Tito's daddy. Have you got tired of the Joe Jackson stop beating those kids jokes?
Ain't nobody really told those to me, but
Really? Nobody hit you with a Joe Jackson joke.
Crowder is fixated on that, man.
Not about beating kids.
But that's what Joe used to do. He used to whoop them little boys, man. That's why they sung so loud.
I was more comfortable talking about Whataburger.
No, I'm not a fan of Whataburger.
Man, well.
That's a smart man.
I don't know. I thought it was a very good burger. Anyway, Joe Jackson, great career at UM, and now he's with the Cowboys. Cowboys and Dolphins this Sunday in Dallas. We appreciate you making some time for us, Joe. That was fun, man.
No problem. Thank you.
And tell Crowder it's all about the U, and he just doesn't understand.
Of course. Well,
right.
I don't know where he's from or what he went. But I'm sure he can't compare to you. So.
That's right.
I'm a Gator man. You know,
right.
we got our rivalry.
Yeah.
we got them outclassed on most things, maybe the opening game.
The rankings or the rankings. Or yeah,
but you're a little overrated. The Gators.
Oh, we're overrated. 3-0 is not 3-0.
I mean,
you want me to come over there?
Tennessee.
You want me to come over there?
Tennessee Martin.
Oh, and Bethune-Cookman.
Well, I
Bethune-Cookman
is an in-state rival.
Joe, should I hit him, Joe? Joe, you want me to hit him?
That between y'all right now.
Joe, you got my back, don't you, Joe?
Oh, I ain't gonna fight Joe.
I'm here. You over there.
And I'll call Rashad Butler in, too. I saw him running around outside. All right, thanks, Joe. We appreciate it, man.
No problem.
There you go, Joe Jackson, former Hurricane and current Dallas Cowboy.
He was ready for that.
He got peppered. He's like, what is going on here?
I told you I'm not messing with you today. Why do you keep pulling me in?
You started it. That was fun, man. Joe Jackson, former Hurricane.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.